I'm talking to Paula Byrne. Can you tell us, Paula, about your wonderful book that's been launched? And here we are in Waterstones in Dorchester. What's your book about?
So the book is called Hardy Women, and that's not Hardy's Women, so no possessive, no apostrophe, because the idea was that these were strong women, so punning on the word Hardy,
yes,
as the name of the family that I'm writing about, but also the sense of their hardiness, of their fortitude. So the idea of the book was to look at the unsung heroes, the women behind the story, and how much they contributed to Hardy's vision and creativity, and supported him as a human being as well as a great writer.
And do you believe, we've talked about this earlier, because Paula very kindly came down to Wave Valley to deliver a wonderful session to our students, which really inspired them. But would you say that there's a real paradox in Hardy? And I think you've structured this in your book between the real women in his life and personal women, and also the fictionalised women.
Oh, Mark, always. So I always had in my mind that the book would be in two parts. It would be the women who made him and the women he made. So I really wanted to set up the idea of the real women who inspired him, give them their backstories, give them their voice. But also, I really was very keen to stress and emphasise how important it is that he created what I think was the first modern heroine. I don't think we would even have a concept of a modern heroine without Thomas Hardy and his contribution to the creation of what we would think of as a modern woman was started by Thomas Hardy.
How key do you think at the opening of your book you talk about the 16-year-old Thomas Hardy witnessing the hanging of Martha Brown in Dorchester? How key do you think that event was in his life and his fiction?
I mean, that's the perfect question. I do really think it's the golden thread for me, because I was always struck by also how young he was. 16's a very vulnerable age. You're just hitting puberty, and to see this extremely, well, it's a very difficult thing to see a woman who's losing life. He's a sensitive boy, he's a very sensitive child, and I felt that this had really plagued him through his life, and he'd been very guilty and remorseful about this. And my first feelings was that this is why we can't see Tess hanged. We can't go there with him. He cannot take the reader there because it's so traumatic for him. So to me, it was the sort of golden thread, and that united the muse, because the final muse was, of course, Gertrude Bugler, whose mother inspired Tess, and of course she played Tess. So that really was the golden thread.
Do you feel that there is a real message to women today from your book? Is there a message that you want to convey to women today?
Well, I do, and I think there's no such thing as an ordinary woman. You know, women work miracles in difficult situations. They support families, they hold families together. And so my message has always been, let's really place them at the forefront rather than the back, and say, what are their contributions? And also, just what are their stories? Their stories are so interesting. So why don't we hear more about their stories? This is difficult because a lot of these women are working class women. We don't hear their stories. We don't have the records. So it was a real challenge for me as a writer, but I was absolutely determined that I was going to put working class women at the forefront of this narrative.
I would really recommend everyone to go and buy this fantastic book. It's a great read, and there's so much information. It's beautifully researched and crafted. That's Paula Byrne. Thank you.